Teague snapped awake behind the wheel and hit the brakes, but the tires found only ice. Prentice screamed as they slid across rutted permafrost. Teague turned into the skid and tapped the accelerator, heart thundering as he tried to get the treads to grip the road. He looked past the guardrail at snow-caked treetops, mountains in the distance. The drop off the edge would kill them, but at least it would be faster than freezing to death on the Colima Highway. The tires caught. Teague gave the wheel a nudge, turned away from the drop, but momentum slammed them into the guardrail. With a crump of broken metal, the truck broke through, tilted toward the drop, and Teague bellowed in fear as he floored it. Metal shrieked as the broken guardrail dug into the UAZ's side panel, but the truck leaped forward. Veins pulsed at his temples as he pumped the brake. He dropped the UAZ into park, killed the engine, and stumbled out of the truck on an adrenaline high that made him want to roar. Instead, he dropped to his knees and leaned over the guardrail, sucking in breath after breath of frigid air. The view might have been spectacular, but the drop would have killed them. 30 feet to his left, a small section of the guardrail had been punched through, and another dozen feet of it was now bent and mangled, all from the impact of the truck. How he had kept them on the road, he had no idea. Teague took another deep breath, mostly to prevent himself from puking up the sugudai he'd had for lunch. A door slammed. Boots crunched on the snow. Teague heard his name being called, but he hadn't finished combating his nausea quite yet. The cold helped. Icy air seared his lungs and stung his exposed skin. His breath fogged in front of him. The only sounds were the wind and his pounding heart and the ticking of the rapidly cooling engine. Prentice shoved him with a boot, shouted his name. Teague grabbed the guardrail to keep from toppling sideways onto the snow, his head clearing at last. He turned to glare at Prentice, saw the fury and fear on his friend's face, and knew he had to get on his feet. "Keys, Teague," Prentice snapped. Just past him, Teague saw the side of the once